Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Good morning and welcome, my family. It is a beautiful Sunday morning. And I want to repeat that song as we welcome you this morning. It's all about the love of God. It's all about uthando lukaThixo namhlanje, just gazing upon the beauty of God and just considering indlela zakhe over our lives and how precious his thoughts are over your life this morning. And so let's pray together as we welcome you and welcome the Lord into our midst. And we're reading from the book of Isaiah chapter 43. I'm going to read from verse 1 from the Passion Translation. Now, this is what Yahweh says. Listen, Jacob, to the one who created you. So Jacob, won't you just open up your ears this morning and listen to the one who created you? Why don't you open up your ears this morning and forget about what you know? Forget about what you have seen. Forget about what you've learned. Forget about all the data that's going through your mind right now. Forget even about your circumstances. Listen to the one who created you, because the one who created you, the Bible says, he knows the plans that he has for you. They are plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. Sometimes the one who created you is like, in fact, he is like a potter. And sometimes when he creates this thing, and he sees that it's not going in the direction that he desires that it goes, it is in his right to lump this thing together and start it all over again. Jacob, this morning, won't you open up your spiritual ears? Won't you open up your heart to hear God speak to you again? How many times has he tried to knock in your heart this morning? How many times has the Lord sent people? He has sent word. He has ensured that you have access to everything that you need in order to discern him. But you still have not heard him, and you have not heard him because your heart is hardened. Your heart is hardened because of everything that you have been through. Your heart is hardened because you have taken your pain and you have wanted to take care of your own pain. When the one who created you says, I am the great physician, there is a balm in Gilead. This morning, he is the one who is able to see hidden, the hidden depth of our pain, and bring out the thing that causes the real pain, not the results of the pain. This morning, listen, Jacob, to the one who created you. He spoke to you and told you that I am calling you out of darkness. I am calling you out of your father's land. He spoke to you and told you that I am leading you down a way that you do not know. Therefore, trust in me. And along the way, you lost sight of the instruction of the Lord. You started listening to people that you admired. And it's not that you admire them. It is because there is a void within you crying out for the love of a father. And so you follow and you listened to anything and anyone that sounded like the father that you had built in your mind. But this morning, the Bible says, and the Lord is saying to your heart, listen, Jacob, to the one who created you. Yes, he planted you in your mother's womb. Yes, you came through the rite of passage, through the womb of a woman. Yes, you were raised in a particular household. Yes, you were told to follow certain paths. But this morning, the one who created you is calling for your attention, Israel, to the one who shaped you, who you are. Oh, to take a word this morning, do not fear. Ah, unge sabi, do not fear. For I, your kinsman redeemer, will rescue you. I will rescue you. Glenda, I was megekuyo. I will rescue you where the enemy thought he had planted you. I will rescue you where the will of man has planted you. I will rescue you from the ends of the earth. I will bring you back home.
And when you come back home, you will come back with a new song, with songs of rejoicing. Will you be restored back home? I will redeem you. I am your redeemer. My redemption knows no end, because there is blood that continues to flow that speaks to your redemption. There is blood. It flows from the throne. It is the blood of my son, Jesus Christ, that was shed for you, for your redemption this morning. It doesn't matter where you go. It doesn't matter where you try and hide. It doesn't matter this morning what your disposition is. It doesn't matter what race you are. It doesn't matter this morning which family you come from. I am your redeemer. Do not fear, Israel. Uze ungesabi, ekseni Israeli. I will rescue you, says the Lord God. I have called you by name, and you are mine. When you pass through the stormy sea, you can count on me to be there for you. When you pass through raging rivers, you will not drown. When you walk through persecution like fiery flames, you will not be burned. The flames will not harm you, for I am your Savior, Yahweh, your mighty God, the Holy One of Israel. Bazalwane, let me help you understand that uthando lukaThixo alufani uthando labantu. Uthando labantu luyimvuse mvuse elilizeleze. Uthando labantu lufutshane, kodwa lukaThixo mntasekhaya lukubamba ngesandla. Uthi noma wena ubusowuziyekelele, uthando lwakhe likuhlangule emanzini. Uthi sovelelwa yimililo, uthando lwakhe luthi chu nawe endleleni, kube ngathi ngumntu ongadluliyo emlilweni. Uthando lwakhe luthi lofikelela kumaqhina nezinto zobomi, lunyuke nawo amaqhina ngenyameko mntasekhaya, ngothando, ngesineke. Uthando lukaThixo luyanakekela kunezinto uThixo azawuthi hayi kuzo ngenxa yothando lwakhe. Kunezinto abantu abaza kunika zona ngoba uthando lwabo lufutshane, ababona uThixo kusakhona. And I will rescue you. I will rescue you when you have put yourself in the line of danger, because you're tired of your life and you're hoping that ending your life is the only situation. I will rescue you this morning when you are standing in the place of accusation. I will rescue you this morning when you are rejecting me. I will still rescue you when you have placed yourself in the place of danger. I will still rescue you even when you tell me not to rest. I will still rescue you, and I won't just rescue you, I will call you by your name. Ngoba igama lakho liphiwe ndim, ngoba wena Yakobi, you are mine, you are mine, says the Lord. This morning, Bazalwane, we want to pray when we come back from this one against the fear, especially the fear that grips the heart of man. You see, Bazalwane, there is something very dangerous about fear in the life of a man. Fear basically makes a man to not be able to think, to move, and to do anything. Fear is a destructive force in the life of a man. And this morning, we understand that a lot of our fears come from our traumas. A lot of our traumas come from the actions of those who did not know what they were doing. They did not understand the repercussions of what they were doing. And so the first place, as we worship the Lord together this morning, is to start in the place of forgiveness. Lord, I forgive them. I understand they didn't know what they were doing. Lord, I forgive them. I understand that they thought they were helping, but actually they were not helping. Lord, I forgive them this morning. Even though they hurt me intentionally, I release them from my heart, and I ask you this morning, forgive me for harboring resentment for so many years. Forgive me this morning, Almighty God, for rejecting your forgiveness. This morning, I receive my own forgiveness. I receive my own peace. I receive my own deliverance. I receive my own redemption. I receive for myself the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, in Jesus' mighty name.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up. a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
You love those who love you, mighty God. But you also love those who have not yet even known you, my Father. This morning in Kela Zako, Zipakem in Kela Zako, Kosemakos, Zipakem. Tiko lunge kakulu angula mighty God in lungi supindu angule no more next seni tiko eto lungi leyo. Ngosema kosa ubala matala somantu tando lwakho lubanzi ngolo hlobo. Namhlanje singena bukhoneni bakho ngendumiso somandla siphakamisa amandla akho mzali wethu siphakamisa ukulunga kwakho thixo wethu siphakamisa ubungangamshe bakho thixo wethu wena ombetha amandla njengengubo ekuseni sebawothi lithi lizwi likathixo wena unguthixo onguSebawothi the God of heaven's armies Lord God Almighty lizwi lakho thixo lunge kakhulu lilihlele nkosi yamakhosi liyagawula ezimpilweni zethu ligawule thixo wethu nkosi yamakhosi okungalunganga ilizwi lakho namhlanje lithetha nam lithetha nomnye nomnye liyasikhumbuza uthando lwakho liyasihlangula ebumnyameni thixo wethu olungileyo. Lord, we thank you that the time has come, my Father, that those who worship you are to worship you in truth and in spirit. Mighty God, we have been worshiping you with a portion of ourselves, because the other portion has been entrusted to this pain that we have been carrying, Almighty God. The other portion has been entrusted to living according to the expectations of the world. The other portion has been entrusted to us assuming, oh God, that we can make it using principles that belong to the world, and yet we are not of this world, even though we are in this world. This morning, Almighty God, we want to bring our brothers before you. Sebechatile baphinde badivorce baphinde bachata thixo wethu ngoku badiniwe badinwe kukunqula wena somandla badinwe kukusebenzela wena badinwe kukusebe badinwe into yonke thixo wethu olungileyo ngoba bayopha bakhulule namhlanje ekuseni mzalo lunga. My God, bakhulule this morning thixo olunge kakhulu. Won't you hear the fervent prayer of the righteous people who are raising their prayers unto you this morning, who are praying that you would redeem, mighty God, the sons of the earth, almighty God, the sons of God. Indalo yakho seni ilindile nkosi yamakhosi imvuselelo yonyana bakho imvuselelo bakhulule namhlanje thixo wethu, so that they don't mistake uthando lwakho for natural material things, oh God. Bakhulule.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Imicabango yakho somandla. Imihle ngabantwana bakho. Imicabango yakho ekuseni. Imihle thixo wethu ngabantu konyana bakho. abanye babo somandla bakakiwe bakakwe bubulili babo somandla abasayazi noma inkosi emakhosi bangomama noma bangotata bakakiwe thixo lunge kakhulu bakakene nokwenza inkosi emakhosi bakakene nezinto zehlabathi hayi incingo zakho ngabo somandla ziphakeme ekseni abakhulule thixo wetholungileyo bakhulule ekseni lithi lizwi lakho elihle thixo wethu ngenye imini inkosi yamakhosi abangalunganga behlabathi bathatha upetrose bamfaka amaketanga inkosi yamakhosi ekuseni lithi lizwi lakho babemfaka amaketanga inyawo nezandla thixo wethu baphinde bamfaka kwisisele simnyama baphinde babeko nogada thixo lunge kakhulu kwathi kuba ibandla inkosi yamakhosi belisemandleni ibandla lakho alafuma somandla alafuma ngonyana wakho senze imimangaliso alafuma ibandla alafuma oh my God.
From your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
This was Samantha. What is some dalum to tick away to? Wam dalangognokum faneki sowako. Umfaneki sowako wa pukanga samanta. Umfaneki sowako tick away to our kaulesi. Ugubanum sindo. Umfaneki sowako samanta. Awen sok ubi. Umfaneki sowako tick away to does right in business. Umfaneki sowako samanta does not commit adultery. Umfaneki sowako samanta is not irritable. Umfaneki sowako tick away to is filled with peace. Umfaneki sowako is generous in their giving. Umfaneki sowako somandla has vision. Tikowetu. Umfaneki sowako is diligent. This morning, umfaneki sowako somandla is whole, is holistic. It is, he is able, umfaneki sowako, to show up. Tikowetu, in the letter that it is written of him, my Father, this morning. This is our prayer, Almighty God, for the men that you have created, that you would call them to show up in the letter that it is written of them, my Father, this morning. Cause them not to give in to the pressures of life. Cause them this morning, mighty God, to arise above circumstances. Cause them this morning to remind themselves who they are in you. Cause them this morning to hear your voice calling out to them, reminding them where you have taken them from. Cause them this morning, mighty God, to defy, Lord God, the covenants that they have made here on the earth that bind them to unrighteousness, the covenants that they have made that bind them to wickedness. Cause them to reject, mighty God, each and every agreement that they have made that stands against your principles. Abanye babo namhlanje inye lento bathi nguyenza thixo wethu, it is concerning business and income. They need to walk away, mighty God, from agreements that perpetuate the destruction of people. This morning, abanye babo thixo wethu inye lento bathi nguyenza kukubuyela nkosi yamakhosi emakhayeni abo konkosikazi babo bathi ndicela uxolo. My God, this morning, Samantha, this morning, Lord God Almighty, sineli bandla nkosi yamakhosi elisivalelayo litandaze until you send the angel this morning to rescue Peter. Almighty God, we bless you. Thixo wethu olungileyo, we honor you this morning, my Father. We thank you that you are a rescuer. We thank you that Peter, mighty God, will see your miraculous deliverance. Today, Peter will recognize the voice of the Father. Peter will resist no more. Peter will be filled with joy. Peter this morning will have a testimony. Peter will no longer fear because you are the Kingsman Redeemer and you have come to rescue him. Rescue them. Get tickled to, we pray pray. Rescue them this morning, mzalalunge kakhulu. Rescue them, ngoba incinga zakho ngabo ziphezulu. Thixo wethu, ukwenza kwakho nendlela zakho ngabo ziphakeme ekuseni. Ziphakeme Thixo lamandla onke. For those mighty God, abaphambuke because they did not know what to do. This morning, open up their ears. Let them hear you, Almighty God. You are declaring this morning, listen, Jacob, to the one who created you. Father, we thank you that you will not be silent, that you will speak to them. Oh my God, you will speak to them right now. My Father, you will cause them to go to Banye Babo, Basajel, as we speak. They have been resisting, mighty God, going through the program of reconciliation with their families that they have done wrong this morning. Give them, mighty God, the courage. Give them the courage, my God, to reclaim this precious gift of restoration that you are giving to them. Give them the courage this morning. We pray and we thank you this morning, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Teach them, Lord. Excuse me. Teach them this morning that it is okay to cry. Teach them, my Heavenly Father, that it is okay to be weak. Because when we are weak in you, oh God, that is when you are strong. Teach the mighty God that vulnerability, Lord God, is the way out. It is a way out, Lord God Almighty, of the thicket. Teach them this morning that every time they pour out their voice unto you, you are God who hears. You are God who answers prayer, my Father. Lord, you ride the heavens, to Usuka, from point A to point B, bringing help to Jeshurun this morning. Oh, Jacob, this morning. Oh, Jacob, won't you listen to the one who created you, to the one who shaped who you are. Do not fear this morning, for I, your kinsman redeemer, will rescue you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic Christian radio.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Zingelinganisa basalwane indlela sika Thixo. Ngobomi bethu samandla nali lizwe lethu. Nkosi yamakhosi silineka phambi kwenyawo zakho. Mzali wethu nali lizwe lethu Thixo wethu. Nkosi yamakhosi asasazi baba masiqale ngapi. Samandla sithi sonqobi unemployment. Thixo wethu kuvela ifemicide. Sithi sonqobi ifemicide. Thixo wethu amanzi ehlabathi. Nkosi yamakhosi abhubhise. Kuthi sikophela ubhubhane samandla. Abantwana bethu bagcwala isitrato. Thixo wethu bathi bakubuye abantwana bethu samandla. Omama bethu samandla baphambuka endleleni. Bathi bakubuye. Silibekise inyaweni zakho mzali. Unguye Thixo wethu umzali. Nguwe Nkosi yamakhosi owadala ihlabathi lelakho Thixo wethu nenzaliseko yalo. Nkosi yamakhosi ekuseni ngoba siyakwazi ubunguThixo onomusa ngempilo zethu Thixo wethu. Sithi phephisa Nkosi yamakhosi. Sithi philisa namhlanje. Sithi bopha amanxeba Nkosi yamakhosi. Sithi somandla xolela izono zethu. Xolela izono zethu. inkosi sikwenzile kubi thixo wethu sikwenzile kubi asavume ulungiswa nguwe inkosi yamakhosi asavume thixo wethu ulungiswa nguwe inkosi yamakhosi namhlanje sesicela inkosi inceba yakho thixo wethu yande phakathi ezinhlizweni zethu yande inkosi yamakhosi kwiliswe lethu sicela inceba yakho thixo wethu yande yenza umsebenzi olungileyo yenza umsebenzi olungi ivula amathubo omsebenzi sicela inceba yakho thixo wethu ivule inkosi yamakhosi amathuba of yobudlelwane phakathi kwabantu inkosi yamakhosi bomzi omnye sicela inceba yakho namhlanje isinyusele sivusele bawo inkokhele zilungileyo inkokhele zikoyikayo isivusele ibandla thixo namandla onke sicela inceba yakho somandla incuko lizinto ezintsha ezimpilweni zethu this morning almighty god we want to pray father god almighty for the church almighty god gumchakazi wakho kumchakazi wakho thixo wethu ibandla kumchakazi wakho you jealously guard over this church almighty god you jealously guard over the future of the church you jealously guard over ukwenza kwebandla you jealously guard mighty god you jealously guard over your word that you have entrusted to the church this morning make us mighty God to walk circumspectly before you correctly dividing your word teaching mighty God as it has been taught by to us by you O Father help us this morning almighty God to reorganize our priorities to exalt the work of mission but above all things to exalt mighty God relationship with you, Almighty God. And when we have to be sent out, let it not be the church that is going to close the doors from you sending out your people into the earth to make disciples of all nations. Cause the church this morning to recognize that within the church is a remnant. Many are called, but few are chosen. Those who will be chosen to stand before God in these end times are those who have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. They will be able to stand in the courts of our God. They will be able to minister as kings and priests before our God. Oh my God, this morning, oh God. Hlangulilizwe lethu hlangula thixo wethu abantu bakho omnye nomnye onesidingo namhlanje fikelela kuye somandla ngesixazululo omnye nomnye this morning almighty god onesidingo nombuzo mphendule thixo namandla onke omnye nomnye okhangelana nobuso bakho lithi lizwi lakho khangelani tanci ubukumkani bukathixo nabo bonke ubungcwalisa nobulungisa bakhe zonke izinto zawuthele lo phezu kwenhliziyo phezu kwenhloko zenu zonke izinto this morning my god we want to thank you that your word is good sesiyacela ke bawo lizalise idinga lakho ekuseni lizalise thixo wethu idinga lakho ungasishiyi ngegama lika Yesu Christu
we are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope faith and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Join us for heart-to-heart discussions every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m. as we look at daily challenges, relevant issues, and health matters with inspiration and great music to make you smile. Become enlightened. Listen live on Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.